It's recording.
All right, well, welcome to Sessionable.
That was so unenthusiastic.
This is going to be a classic.
Yeah.
Sessionable.
This is our yearly wrap of beer and non-beer stuff. So it's going to be just like a massive recommendations episode.
Pretty much.
We won't end with recommendations. We'll just start with it.
Yeah. So, first of all, we're drinking it's become a bit of a tradition. Our yearly wrap episode. We drink, you know, one of the best beers in Australia, and like Hop Hog. Cool.
Still a fucking good beer.
Yeah, it is. There's not much to say because we've probably all said it.
Yeah,
I predict everyone else has.
So. I predict it will win the Hottest 100 again. Let's get to the first category, which is Rookie of the Year. So, new brewery, new beer, whatever. Just anything,
I went for brewery.
I went for brewery.
Yeah, I took it as brewery, but
I went for brewery as well.
Yeah, so.
Did we all? And I just want to say we haven't shared.
Yeah.
Thoughts on each category. So this is going to be totally.
It'd be really embarrassing if we all just do the exact same things.
Which
for every
I'm
single
pretty
category.
Sure we're going to do for this one.
Quite possibly. Mine's Kaiju.
Okay, so that's not mine. So there we go.
I think they're just doing great things with hops.
Absolutely.
That's what Australia needs at the moment.
Yeah. I agree.
Honourable mention to my good friends Shenanigans, who are also making really good stuff.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah.
So mine was Modus Operandi. It's my
okay. Such a fucking so predictable.
Yes, sure, whatever. Fuck you.
Did you park the bandwagon at the front before you came inside?
Look, they've been doing some really great beers. They've got a really great venue up there. They're the nicest guys. I just really love what they're doing, and I'll probably speak a bit more about some of them stuff later in the episode. But I think they are. Sydney needs more breweries like Modus.
Yeah.
That are not only making fantastic beer, but having a fantastic venue that is very community focused. Like they've picked up massively in Monavale. They have a tap in whatever the local RSL is, which is like pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I think community engagement is really important, and that's something that Young Henry's have been really
good at. Same with Riverside.
Have been really good at.
And what about you, Liam?
I went for Batch.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Batch have been in the last half of this year, especially, have just been churning out consistently great beers and in a great volume and doing. I don't know, I just thought they were really good things. The whole farmhouse range they've been doing at the moment has been incredible. And I think they're expanding on the brew team as well. I'm not sure if they're expanding the brewery, but there's going to be a lot more beers coming out.
Nice.
They've got some new staff coming in, and I think that they're definitely going to be a brewery to watch for next year. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
And I think, again, with Batch, they have that really strong community engagement
happening.
Definitely. So, it's great to see them succeed.
Yeah, I think it's
definitely
really
have
important.
that inner west model down.
Yeah,
and I think I see Batch and Modus on the same par as far as the cool things that they're doing.
I'd
I think
so.
Modus gets a bit more of the attention, and Batch has just been quietly doing their thing.
Batch gets attention. I'm not like I love Batch. I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think and they're consistently
you've got some
great
hipster
beers.
Like complex going on with Modus, don't you? if everyone likes them, they can't.
No, it's not at all. I think it's unfair that they've been brewing great beer for a long time, and it's only now after they won that award that everyone's getting their stuff on tap.
Batch or Modus? Well, Modus haven't been for that long. They've only been open for like four or five months.
Yeah, but I mean they're brewing all those great beers, and no one grabbed them up on tap until they.
That's how the industry works. Like you know, it's because they're not close and they weren't actively selling as well.
Mm. That is a good point, actually. Yeah.
So they're not going to people going put our beer on tap. You know? Like, all right. Okay. Should we just keep this ball
just keep going,
ball rolling?
Just keep going.
Yeah.
So we're a podcast. And we also listen to a lot of podcasts between us. So the next category is a non-beer category. and it's best podcast.
That's not cereal.
Yeah, so I think this is the best non-cereal podcast.
Cereal actually wasn't my favorite. Anyway,
I loved it. It was
entertaining.
I was going to say cereal.
I like the first half of cereal, I think. Yeah. It was really good. I still listen to every episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone did. It's like the most popular podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
I think it's been a podcast that's got a lot of people to start listening to podcasts.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, we'll say our favorite podcasts of the year.
Tom?
Mine was, it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
That made my runner-up list.
Okay, yeah. So No Such Thing as a Fish is, it's a podcast done by the QI elves, so the writers of QI. So the guys who come up with all the facts and all the questions. And they sit in this room for the podcast and they go around in a circle and each one has one fact and they're like, this is my fact. And then everyone just piggybacks off that and just puts up more like slightly related facts and they just like keep going and it's very funny and it's very informative and it's a pretty unique podcast as well. So that's been one that I've just really enjoyed listening to this year.
It's infotainment.
Infotainment.
I've been binge listening to that. For the past few weeks, ever since you got me into it.
And
it's just so much fun every episode. Just these guys talking shit, just like us.
Yeah, nice. Except they know what they're talking
about. Except they know what they're talking about.
That's the big difference.
So it's just us, but facts.
Yeah.
It's just like us with facts.
It's the non-fiction version of us.
Nice.
All right, Liam?
I don't know. I had to think about this one for a bit, but the one that I went with in the end that I listened to a fair bit was Fat Man on Batman, which is basically Kevin Smith
talking about Batman.
That's pretty cool. So he'll like interview different people, and it's like any scope of Batman. So you could have like drawn a comic of Batman. You could have, you know. So it's like, and he talks about every different iteration of Batman, be it DC comic Batman, Tim Burton Batman.
Christopher Nolan.
Like, I think that's probably about 13 hours of Christopher Nolan, where he almost just narrates each movie.
Wow.
And gives, really, really in-depth of Batman.
He does like to talk.
And Batman seems to be one of his most favourite topics. But yeah, Batman or Batman. If you're ever into Batman or you're getting into Batman, if you just start reading Batman comics or whatever, because I know... I've only started getting into comics or graphic novels quite recently.
Yeah.
Last couple of years. And yeah. Awesome. Very much into the lore of Batman.
Nice. Yeah.
So my best podcast is something that I've just got into and have been just massively binging on. It's called The Truth.
Okay. Yeah, you told me about this.
It's a fiction podcast, so a lot of radio plays.
Okay.
But it's kind of... A lot of them have these dark themes, so very similar to kind of Twilight Zone, that sort of thing.
Awesome.
And, it's just incredibly well made. Like, even their early episodes, you could tell that the production values are just so high. And I was thinking about this, like, when I was looking at podcasts when I first got into it, and, you know, are there any fiction-based podcasts? Mm. And I couldn't find any really good ones for a while, and...
Welcome to Night Vale. That's a good
That was the one that kind of jumped out at me when I first started.
So it's sort of like going back to the old like radio play style.
I've got a few like runner ups, I guess, in this one. The Flophouse, which is a movie podcast.
I need to get into that.
So they watch a bad movie and then they just talk about it. They're comedy writers, very funny. I think. One of them's the head writer for The Daily Show, and another one's one of the writers. And and Doug Loves Movies, which is another movie podcast.
Is that Doug Benson?
That's Doug Benson. Yeah. And I fucking love it. It's a game show every week with like a bunch of celebrities and comedians.
How does that guy operate on like a daily
basis? I don't
know.
And on the podcast, he's always so high. And like, he always just fucks up, but then it always works. And, I don't know. So that's just fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my honourable mentions are No Such Thing as a Fish, 99% Invisible, which is about architecture and design. Really well made podcast. And This American Life is just consistently punching out, you know, awesome shit. So if you're kind of on a low after Cyril has finished,
Well, I mean, I think this American life is a pretty
that's
natural,
a good. I mean, that's where you go
progression,
Serial,
right? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, Serial was born from
yeah, exactly.
American
yeah,
life.
Yeah,
it's, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. There's definitely some there. I need to check.
There's
well.
So
yeah.
many. I've listened to too many podcasts.
Yeah, I try to cull them every once in a while, but it's just not happening.
And like the other day, I was like, I'm gonna have a podcast free day, yeah. and then like get through most of the day, and I'm just, you know, I just need a podcast right now. I just like, you know, I'm definitely talking about podcasts, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course. You're having a.
It's got a pod one out before I get up in the morning.
PFD.
PFD. Podcast free day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one.
Do you shower podcast?
Yes.
Awesome.
I have Bluetooth speakers that I put outside the shower. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, wow.
Another one that's really good is Radiolab.
Radiolab yeah, is fantastic.
Really,
I love Radiolab.
Really into Radiolab. And you don't, it's like, you can listen to it any time as well, which is great.
Timeless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, before we move into
oh god, I'm so young.
And we yeah. go.
Before we move on to the next topic, let's talk about this beer.
Yeah. So we've had a few in this series on the podcast before.
I think we've had all of them now.
I think we have now. Yeah. yeah. Is this the third?
It is the third one.
Yeah. So this is the Rogue Voodoo Donut, and this is the pretzel, raspberry, and chocolate one.
Quite yummy.
I actually really like this one.
I'm getting a lot of the chocolate. I'm not really getting.
I'm getting raspberry on the nose up front. Like
there's a little bit of raspberry.
As we were pouring it, I could definitely smell the raspberries.
I'm not really getting pretzel though.
No, but yeah, it's weird because I don't know. First time I had this one was at Touro Bar.
At Touro Bar, yeah.
When we went for a good beer week.
Oh, maybe I have had it then.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh no,
you were definitely
yeah,
there that night. Yeah,
yeah. I was. No, yeah, I was.
And we were all like, this is really, this is
and
nice.
And I really yeah. remember getting a lot of pretzel on that yeah. one. And I'm not getting any pretzel here.
Well, this is maybe quite a bit older. Maybe the pretzels died out a bit.
I don't know. Yeah, and there's a little bit of a watery mid palate as well. Mm. But it's still really nice.
It's still really nice. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I get heaps of raspberry on the nose. Mm.
But a really nice chocolatey raspberry kind of
body. I really liked this beer the first time I had it. And I really like it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
It is solid.
But like every Voodoo Donut, the sharing beers.
Pardon? The sharing beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's, that bottle just never ended either. Because it's pink, you can't see how much is in it. So the producer, Lee, was pouring us. And I know, we've mentioned we're all a bit hungover, a bit dusty.
I'm actually feeling a bit better now.
I'm charging up. Yeah.
But the glass just kept filling and I'm like, I can't drink that much. No, please stop. Why won't this bottle finish? But it's,
because it's so heavy as well. Yeah. It's a really heavy bottle.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
All right. Should we go back to the awards?
Yeah, so next category.
So these are the first annual Sessionable Awards. Sessies?
I don't know.
The Sessies?
I don't think they'll catch on.
No? The Sessie Goatee.
Oh, we'll get to Goaties in a bit. So this is more the Bodie, isn't it? Bar of the Year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of Bodies, bar, beer, brewery. So the next category is our favorite bar of the year.
There's going to be some obvious ones here.
You want to start this off, Liam?
I actually went for Bitter Few.
Yeah.
And I think Tom has a lot to do with that because I now only go to, mainly only go to Bitter Few's on Mondays when Tom's doing his board games night. And the combination of plants and board games, discount beers.
Yeah.
It's a great
night, Monday.
Had some awesome nights hanging out with a lot of you and other dudes playing some board games. There's a bit of you.
I love it as well when it's not Monday and it's not like I actually really.
It's still a great bar.
I dig the vibe.
Yeah.
And I was going to say the same. So I'm going to piggyback on your.
I'm going to say the same as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Really?
We are unanimous on this one.
Yeah. I may have been there 6 days out of the 7 days of 1 week recently. May have.
Oh, wait. And so where were you last night? Were you like.
I may have been at Bit of You.
Yeah. I last night I was at work and I get a phone call from Adrian and I pick it up and there's 10 minutes, like 10 seconds of silence. I'm like, Adrian, you there? Hello? And then he just like, what? And then hangs up. That's it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. He's just going to edit that out though. So that's,
I'll include it. I'll include it.
He says that.
I'll allow it.
Not that I'll listen to it to find out. But.
I suppose we can put in a bit of like bar news with their new
yeah they got
venue
a new one new
up
venue
this week.
Which is really cool. Have you been yet?
I haven't been yet. No, I was gonna try and go last night. But
yep. So the guys who run Bit of Few have just opened up a new bar. It's called Doris and Beryl's Bridge Club and Tea House, I think, or the other way around.
Yeah,
might be Beryl and Doris's Tea Club and Bridge House. I don't know.
It's such a long name.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna call it Doris.
Yeah, D&B's. D&B's. D&B's.
D&D at D&B's.
D&D. We should make this happen.
I was thinking of just doing... Just
They probably opened a new venue because Tom fucked up the last one with the board games. Like, fuck, is that it again?
It's all right. Tom's leaving. He doesn't have that much time.
So that's pretty cool. And I think we should also, you know, we should throw in other bar recommendations.
Yeah, I think
it's not the only bar in Sydney.
Yeah. Another one that I've really enjoyed this year is the Flodge, the Forest Lodge. Yep. I think Forest Lodge has been doing some awesome stuff.
I still have never been.
Dude, we got to do a trip to Forest Lodge. Yeah,
I've been once, and I thought like you guys might have been there. It was just before a bottle share.
Yeah,
but
right.
Nobody was there anymore, so I was like, yeah. I'm just going to go.
No, I've had some awesome times at the Flodge this year. Mm. Yeah. It's good food, sick beers, cool bar stuff.
Maybe that's where we should go after this.
Yeah.
Oh, God. My body's just like, no, don't you dare do that.
My body tomorrow is like, fuck you, Liam, already. So,
and then it's Christmas, and then it's just going to,
That's my honourable mention. What about you guys?
I really enjoyed the Royal Albert this year.
Yeah. That's just a given, though, isn't
it? It's kind of cheating.
It's like the hop hog of bars in Sydney at the moment.
It's like Tom can't say that, and I can't say Camo Craft, but I hear Camo Craft's pretty
good. Yeah, Camo Craft's I'll say it for you. Yeah, I really mean... Actually, no, I can't say Camo Craft either.
Because you work there as well.
Yeah, so that's...
You just work everywhere.
Well, I can't... Yeah, there's not many places I can say, is there?
Like, don't you work a Bit of Few as well?
I kind of, sometimes. I don't really.
You have.
I have worked there, And the... Yeah. Do the board game thing. Where else? It's been cool.
Camo Craft has done some amazing dinners this year. I think
the food and beer,
what
I
you guys
is,
did during... Craft Beer Week, which I didn't get to go to, but from all accounts, the dinners that you did were fucking next level.
I even went to a wine dinner not too long ago that was really nice.
Is that a Brokenwood or something like that?
Shaw and Smith.
Yeah.
It's really good. With their Tasmanian vineyard as well.
Oh, awesome.
What was the name of that?
Tollpuddle.
Tollpuddle.
Yeah, the Tollpuddle stuff's really nice.
It's actually, everyone says that our dinners are awesome, and I never get to actually do the tastings because I'm working.
You're working it,
So,
Guys
for making me jealous, man. Yeah.
The guys, well, I've only been to one
you
of your dinners
really go
anyway.
To a Camaray tasting, Adrian. It's really good. I love it.
I remember having a massive conversation with the guys from Moonlight Meadery the day after the dinner you guys had, and they were blown away. And they're... Like, you know, sometimes the breweries don't really see food as an aspect, and they've, from day one, always thought about how they're matching their things, and they said that the selections were things that were completely left center of what they thought.
Wow, okay,
they really liked how everything worked.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's a big pat in the back for you guys, I think.
I still think, like, this year, I think the local tap house has still been doing some great stuff. It's still what it is. It's still, like, the granddaddy of craft beer bars in Sydney. Trinity Bar as well. Has had some great beer.
Trinity's been a bit of a quiet underachiever, quite one, but I think.
I still have them in.
Oh, what is wrong with you, Adrian?
I'm terrible.
I went and had the Feral Funky Junkie there not too long ago, which was just so good. So good. All right. Any other honourable mentions, HMs?
I think that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's to the point, you know, places like Trinity or even a tap house for me this year, places that I haven't been going to as much, or just because there's just now
there's
so many
other
places.
Ones, exactly, and, which is great.
Yeah. I think another honourable mention is one that I went to not too long ago for the first time, but the Newington as well.
Okay, yeah.
So very much in the same line as the Flodge.
Yeah, I hear that's really good.
Who manages Newington.
Yeah, cool.
That's where I'm doing Christmas with my family, actually.
Nice,
We're doing a Christmas catch-up after.
In that nice beer Christmas. Garden.
Yeah, we're going to go in the beer garden.
That's a really nice beer garden. I think that's my favourite beer garden in Sydney, probably.
Yeah. I think we talked about this on the other episode.
I think we did.
Yeah, the last episode.
Yeah, the fact that it's like the only beer garden where you don't actually smoke in it. Yeah. So it's like a smoke-free beer garden.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I like that.
All right. Okay, cool.
Let's move on to best movie of the year.
So we're going to be alternating between beer and non-beer categories. So that's
the gist.
All right. Movies.
All right. Well, I haven't actually seen a lot of movies this year, so I might go last.
Okay. But, give you some ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can. Yeah.
So I'm gonna say two movies. One's a drama movie, and one is an action movie.
Action.
So the drama movie I'm gonna say is called Short Term 12.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that I'm gonna mention is The Raid 2.
Okay.
Awesome.
Which was amazing. Balls to the wall action movie.
Yeah.
And before watching the first Raid, I hadn't seen a really good action movie like that in a long, long time. So I think the Raid movies are just fucking amazing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed both of those movies.
And I hope they make a third one.
Okay. Cool. All right, I'll go that next then. My favourite film of the year was Boyhood. So Richard Linklater's film Boyhood, which if you haven't heard about it, you probably have. But it basically, they filmed it over 12 years, filming a little chunk of the movie each year, following the same actors. So you're watching these kids grow up, and it was just, it's 3 hours or something, but it's just like so gripping and enthralling and just funny and fun and moving and just, haven't seen many films like it, and I just really, really loved it. And I've got an honorable mention for, just a fun action movie, Snowpiercer. When you guys seen it?
I watched that the other day.
How fun is it? It's not the best film, but film as well.
I actually read the fact that the US edit is very different.
Really?
Because they basically edited the US one just to be an action movie, where the European edit is a lot more political.
Yeah.
Because they said that the the powers that be decided that the US market didn't want a political...
I wonder which one I watched then.
So I haven't really gone... I don't even think I've gone to the movies this year.
I've gone a few times.
I've been watching a lot of stuff on Netflix and watching a lot of things. So I think my pick for the year, it's not a movie that came out this year, it's 3 or 4 years old, I think, is Restrepo, which is a documentary about US, I guess their army in the Coringal Valley.
Yeah.
I think there's a sequel.
I watched the sequel yesterday, which I think sequel's not as good.
This is a sequel,
it's called Coringal.
Oh, okay,
it's on Netflix. But yeah, the sequel, I think they've just
it was Restrepo 2 Electric Boogaloo.
But it seems like the sequel's just been edited from the same footage they got in the first one.
Yeah.
It's more like a introspective of war in general. Yeah.
I think the filmmaker or the cameraman or whatever that made it died, so
maybe
they did it like kind of to honor him.
It's more like interviews with the soldiers and stuff like that, afterwards. But it seems to me that it's all from the same footage that they shot for Restrepo. But yeah, Restrepo is really good. The other one that I don't know, I've been watching is a documentary. The other one was I think Luke from Ableton Time mentioned it was the 30 for 30 documentary about the Liverpool.
Yeah, or maybe Melbourne. Yeah. Maybe Dave kind of, did. One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did mention it, I think.
Ages ago. Yeah.
I watched that as well.
And
that
during the World Cup, Netflix had all the football documentaries.
I watched it before, I stayed up, and the way to keep myself awake was I watched that one on the Hillsborough disaster, and I also watched Blackfish. So that was a really...
what a depressing night that would have been.
That's a shotgun in the mouth after that one. Uplifting double bill, that one. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, no, I'm halfway through that documentary because I just can't watch long periods of it.
I watched that one night after work and I just couldn't sleep. It was just
It was just so...
Got me so worked up.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so that's probably my two picks for movies.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. All right. Should we go next category?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, so we got beer event. It's a beer event. What's our favorite beer event?
Best non-sessionable beer
Non-sessionable life. I think that was my favorite of the year. I'm not going to lie.
That was really fun. I really liked it.
I had a great time doing it.
Yeah, it was a great time. I'm going to say whatever the event was at Frankie's the night...
From
the Pump House to Frankie's. Because it was like full of industry. You had some awesome beers that were all like all the Swill House collaborations. And they were serving in glass at Frankie's.
That was weird.
I know, but it just there was something a little bit tipsy about.
It took me about half a bit to actually realize I was holding glass.
Someone pointed it out to me, and I'm like,
"Oh, snap.
What?" Yeah. It was as if it had transformed from plastic to glass in my hand. But there was just something about that night, just being with everyone in the industry.
There's a whole bunch of those I'm not really part of the homebrew scene, but there's a bunch of those really well-known American homebrewers that had come down.
ANH.
Oh, yeah, they had just...
Tasty and those guys. So I met a few people I probably should have known more about that they were just nice guys. But
That was just a really, like, just a... It was one of those nights where you're like, that was... That's what it's about. That's why we do this.
Oh, yeah, that was the night I took my mum to Frankie's.
Yeah, that was.
That was awesome.
That was, yeah. So that was just a really, like, fun night, and it just set the mood for Sydney Craft Beer Week. And, I'm gonna say that one.
That was, I think, my first event for Sydney Craft Beer Week as well.
Well, other than ours.
That night was the first night I actually went out to stuff for Sydney Craft Beer Week. So,
yeah.
That was pretty sick.
So, I think an honourable mention for me... speaking of Frankie's, is that one night when we just smashed watermelon warheads at Frankie's? Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Just sitting there, we had a lot of watermelon warheads. We'd have had like six or something each, at least.
I left early, so you guys had more than I did.
Well, I think, we were sitting at Bit A Few having beers, and then we decided...
To go to Frankie's. It was a Monday night, I think. Yeah.
That's right. And we were all a little bit tipsy before we went there, and the justification was that watermelon's only, how strong is it?
It's only 3%.
It's 3%, so you can have a go. It's
basically water. Yeah. Like, at that point,
So, we had way too many watermelon warheads.
Way too many.
We drink them quickly as well.
You can get drunk drinking watermelon warhead. I didn't think you could do it, but you can do it,
Liam, what was your best event?
Naturally, I'm thinking about stuff I did during Sydney Craft Beer Week as well. I think Hendo's Drink Fresh Drink Awesome at Oak Barrel was a really cool event. Something I learned a lot about. I've been, through different craft beer weeks to a couple of different of Hendo's events, and they're not always the most... rambunctious or getting absolutely fucking smashed drunk, but they're always really educational and you come out learning a lot.
Definitely.
I remember going to Sourfest at Penny Blue and it was the same thing. Like, Hendo just was able to educate people so well. So, Drink Fresh, Drink Awesome was probably be my pick. Some other cool things. The Gypsy Brewer event at Bit A Few, which was really good fun as well. All about the banter. Yeah, it was pretty good fun. Yeah.
I think my pick is not one event, but a kind of group of events called Craft Beer Rising earlier this year, which I think did a lot of good stuff for craft beer.
Yeah, nice. That was Shenanigans launched that day, didn't they?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's coming up in February.
Line up to get into Spooning Goats, which was cool.
Yeah.
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 I think the boys from Shenanigans were telling me they got something special they're brewing.
For craft beer,
right? Yeah, I think they're like...
For their anniversary.
Formulating their anniversary ale at the moment, I believe.
Cool.
I'm not sure if they have figured it out.
I think Craft Beer Rising is my last day in Australia before we go to Germany. Because it's the last day of Feb, isn't it?
Like, I think it might be,
So that's
what a great send-off that is.
Oh, God, I'm going to be so hungover on the fucking plane.
It's kind of law. You have to be hungover.
Yeah, I know. But it's good. It works out, right? That's my going away thing.
Yeah.
And you get rid of the hangover by drinking free VB tinnies, right?
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
So I think this next topic is your favorite.
It's the Goaties.
It's the Goatee.
Yeah, so Goaties. Video games.
Game of the year.
Well, does it have to be video games? Because I've actually played more non-video games.
Like board games.
Yeah, board games than video games.
All right, let's just say games.
Game of the year?
Yeah.
I'm going to give my game of the year to... It's a board game called Dead of Winter.
Okay.
I think, Liam, you've played that. You played that with us, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was sick.
It's just like so much fun. So it's a cooperative game. Everyone's working together. You're all like survivors of a zombie apocalypse kind of scenario.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to survive, basically. Everyone's trying to survive in the colony. But everyone also has their own little objective. So your objective might be to finish the game with the most food, or your objective might be, you know, or and there's could be a traitor as well whose objective is to make sure that everyone else fails. That's when they win. So you've got that really nice little like social dynamic, and it's just a lot of fun. And you're killing zombies, and you know,
that was a cool game.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. That's my game of the year. Video game of the year is a little iPhone game called Desert Golfing. I don't know if have you guys played it.
No, I haven't.
I've only heard about this today from your Twitter exchange with Morgan.
It's a 2D. Golfing game set in an endless desert. I mean, endless. Like, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And you just, like, you basically, you know, hold down, like, Angry Birds kind of.
Yeah.
You use to get the trajectory, and you just try and get in the hole. And there's no par or anything, but you get 1 point for every ball, every time you shoot the ball, right?
Okay.
If it goes off the screen, you start again from the start. And then it just goes, once it gets in the hole, it just goes to the, it just, like, scrolls across, and you got another hole to get to. God. And it just doesn't stop. It's all the same, and your scores just continue going up, and there's no leaderboard. It doesn't matter what your score is, but it's just incredible, really. That's my video game of the year.
Is that better than Crossy Road?
I do fucking love Crossy Road, though. Crossy Road is so I just got a new phone, though, so I'm gonna lose all my animals in Crossy Road, guys. What am I gonna do? I've got to start again. I've got to collect all the animals from scratch. Like an animal.
Is Crossy Road like Pokemon? Or
no, Crossy Road's like, it's like Endless Frogger.
Yeah.
So you just like keep crossing the road. But it's a free game, but their monetization thing is you can buy different animals. And they're like 99 cents each or whatever. Yeah.
Or you can win.
The game just randomly gives you animals every so often anyway. So you don't have to pay for the game.
What do the animals do?
Nothing.
They're the ones that cross the road? Or?
Yes. The animals are the thing that cross the road. Sure. And then, but they don't change the, like,
the gameplay
at all. Like, it's the same gameplay with every different character. They're not all animals, some of them are humans as well, but with every different character the gameplay is the same, but you know, you might have one that's a there's one that's a mad wizard, and he's like holding a staff, and he just like randomly zaps trees and cars and blows them up. Like, doesn't change the actual mechanics of the game, but it looks different. There's a, you know, like a penguin that turns the whole place into a winter wonderland. Like, it's, you know, all snowy and stuff.
Nice.
But it's just that, so that's just a little pretty addictive. I think my score is 300 and something, so it's like double Morgan's, which is good.
Yeah.
What's your game?
My game is also a very addictive game on the PC, or I think you can get it Mac and Linux as well, called Hex Cells.
Oh, Hex Cells is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's over too soon, though.
It's very similar to Minesweeper, but like very kind of cerebral as well. Mm. And it is over too soon, but Hex Cells Infinite came out this year.
Hex Cells Infinite?
So it's just like randomly generated.
Oh, because I did Hex Cells and Hex Cells Plus.
Yeah.
So, oh man, Hex Cells Infinite. God damn it, this is going to be good.
Yeah. and the regular puzzles in Hex Cells Infinite are really tough as well, so it'll take you a while to get through those. Good. But after you finish, you just go,
I'm
just going to do an infinite one. Sweet. Good. Yeah, so
good news.
Hex Cells Infinite, because the other two Hex Cells were technically last year,
yeah,
I think.
Cool.
Game of the year. Runner-up would be one that I just recently discovered called Surtet, which is reverse Tetris. So you start with a full field, and you have to minus the shapes from the field. And I'm already like a massive Tetris nut. This is just like
Surtet.
Does it play the music backwards?
New way to play. Yeah. It should. Yeah, I'll link you guys to it. I think you
nice.
Might.
That
you
is awesome. Might,
that'd be fun.
My top score is 650. So if you beat my top score, at me at Adrian Poor and let me know.
Awesome.
And I'll try to beat your score.
That is amazing. I'm going to go very bread and butter.
Yeah, sure.
My game of the year is Grand Theft Auto 5 on PS3.
Well done.
Yeah. The upgraded version, or, you know, the high-tech...
The first person,
yeah.
Like, remaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I haven't played since the remaster.
On PlayStation, it's sick.
Yeah.
Because, or like, your mobile phone calls come through the speaker on the controller and not through the TV. Yeah. And
then PS4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you've got a wanted level, the light bar flashes blue and
Blue and red.
Blue and red.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was nice. My game of the year.
I started playing it on 360. I'm not sure if I should bother, like, just upgrading to Xbox One and playing it there or whatever. But, yeah, it was amazing how much they were pushing the hardware, even last generation. So it'd be cool to see how it's looking in the new generation.
Yeah, so it was really sick. Yeah, I'd finished it on, like, the old version and bought it again.
Okay.
It was really sick. The second one is not a game that's come out this year, but when I was moving house, I found a copy of Portal 2.
Yeah.
And replayed that again.
Yeah.
I still haven't
played it. Yeah. What? Have you played Portal 1, though?
Yeah, I played Portal 1.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's, like, on Steam for, like, $5.
I own it. I just...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's... Portal 1, at least, is, like, compulsory, right? You have to play Portal.
Yeah.
I'm a serial buyer of games, but not a serial player of games.
What, serial?
Serial.
There's a serial game?
Yeah.
Hey. It's audio only, though.
Uses the headset.
Ding, 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 ding,
oh god.
Ding,
ding. Yeah. So that's my game in mind.
Your goatee.
Yeah.
Cool. So we take a break and then we'll finish these beers.
Definitely. All right,
you guys are finished. I'll finish this beer and then we'll pour the next one.
And we'll come back with our last couple of categories.
Sessionable. All right, we're back.
We're back.
And let's keep going with these categories. But before we go, our next beer is in front of us. It is a bottled version of Doc's Prescription 12 Belgian Black IPA.
Just quickly, I think this is a perfect segue to my favourite bit of beer news for the year, which was that Doc was going to bottle some beer.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty good beer.
Yeah, that was like, when I was thinking about it, that really excites me.
Mm.
So that beer news, that's our next category, what our favourite piece of beer news was in the year.
Yep.
So this works well for me.
Okay.
Yep. That's me done. I'm it.
I'm not going to say best piece of beer news, but the biggest piece of news for me was Thorogood's closing.
Aww.
Yeah.
Just incredibly sad.
Oh, sad.
Have you ordered some stock?
I've ordered some cider. There were no Billy Bees left.
You haven't had any Billy Bees recently, though, have you?
not in the last 2 days.
You're jonesing, are you?
Yeah, I'm jonesing. Yeah, it's...
Maybe Aaron should just buy Thorogoods and, like...
Guaranteed customer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea, actually.
No, too late. The farm's been sold. The recipe hasn't been sold, so they're not going to make it commercially.
Is the recipe for sale separately, maybe?
It was for sale with the cidery originally, but I guess they couldn't sell it, so they just sold the farm. So I guess it's not going to be a cidery anymore.
It sucks.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Big time.
And runner-up for news of the year for me was Gabs coming in Sydney.
Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It more so for everyone else than for us, because we will probably go to Gabs in Melbourne anyway. Like, whenever we are able to, we would do that. But it's good for, like, the Sydney community to get a taste of that.
Definitely.
Event, because it's a really fun, really fun event.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they can really carry that the tone of it across.
Yeah.
I hope they have a popcorn chicken stand in the Sydney one.
Well, they haven't had one for the last year.
Yeah. Well, if they get some Sydney people to cater it, there could be like a Mr. Crackle stand or there.
That's probably already locked in, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Mm.
And a Mary stand and like a...
Oh, shit. Ramen burger? Ramen. Oh, we still have to go to the ramen
burger. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that today.
Maybe that's where we should go after this.
Where can we get the ramen burger from?
There's a place, it's next to, like, it's just across the tram tracks from the Palace Hotel.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
On the wrong side of the tracks.
Wrong side of the tram tracks.
Liam?
I think my selfish beer news of the year is... Wayward opening up a brewery in Camperdown.
Next to your shop, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are they open already?
No, they're building.
Okay,
they're
cool.
Building.
They were, like, trying to do one in Roselle, weren't they?
Yeah, no, they've got their site. They're laying down. Yeah, laying cool. down. They've laid down on, concrete.
Sean Blissett to help build it, which is really cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Because there actually some really interesting beer news earlier in the year was their fight, their copyright fight, Wayward.
Yeah.
The Indian Indian, was it? Wayward 3000? Yeah. Indian beer or something?
Was it SAB Miller? Or...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big win for them.
Yeah. So that's really cool.
Didn't Kaiju have one with Monster as well?
Yeah, Monster Energy Drink.
Kaiju used to be called Monster Mash. Yeah. And they had to rename because of Monster Energy Drink.
I think Kaiju's way better anyway.
Kaiju's a cooler name.
Yeah.
Yeah. It suits better.
Yeah.
I think it's more nerdy, which is great.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah, next cool. next next category. Trucking.
Yep.
Best album?
Best album.
Or best music. You can do song, whatever.
I'll go album.
Yeah.
I was really digging. Flight Facilities, which is a Sydney outfit. They released their first full album this year, and I just dig it. There's a great song on there, Sunshine, which features Reggie Watts, who's a US comic who's on one of my favorite TV shows.
How did that come about?
I don't know, but it's awesome.
Yeah,
and it's great on it, and it's fun. You know, it's I could just listen to that, the album's really well produced, really well put together, and so I think that's my album of the year.
Cool. I'll have to check that out because
it's a good album.
I heard a couple of their songs before, but I never really got into them. So cool.
Yeah, I mean it's got all their olds because this is their first album. They've been putting out songs. I think what Crave You was 2010, I think, and that's on this album. And there's actually a great.
Is it a new recording of it?
I think it's the same recording. There's a great reprise on the album though with Kylie Minogue singing the song, but a cappella, which is singing the tune.
Wait, really Kylie Minogue's in the album.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I'm interested.
Yeah, there you go.
Get in.
Reggie Watts and Kylie Minogue on the same album. Yeah.
That's a big pull. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So that's my favourite album. What about you guys?
I think my favourite album, looking at stuff that I've listened to a lot as well, would be The Physical World, which is an album from Death From Above, 1979. Yeah. So it's them getting back together and when they got back together, the two of them, and then recorded the album. It was an album I was really scared coming in because it could be an album that really ruins a band.
Yeah.
But it was, a great album. A natural progression. It's almost like they didn't stop. That's what they would have done.
Nice. That's really cool.
Really cool album. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Adrian?
Mine would have to be, I've been getting a lot into kind of alternative country recently. I say alternative country is the country that's not on the radio all the time. The really poppy country. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So not Taylor Swift.
But not Hey Dixie. Although,
look, I'm gonna give Taylor Swift's new album an honourable mention. Okay.
I have not listened to put it out any there. Taylor Swift.
It's not bad. I might listen to it.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps saying I'll listen to Beyonce, and I tried, but it's okay. It's not great.
Check out T-Swizz's new album.
T-Swizz. So my album of the year is Somewhere Else by Lydia Lovelace, which is just awesome.
Cool.
Great songwriting. She has this ridiculously great voice as well. Somebody commented very similar to Stevie Nicks in the Fleetwood Mac days. So
yeah, cool.
And I can see that comparison as well. And it's just an awesome album about drinking and sex and breakups and all that
awesome.
Country shit.
Yeah. I think honourable mention also has to go to Songs of Innocence, U2's album this year. I mean, we all have it,
I got that album.
We've all got that album. Yeah. So
don't remember buying it, but I've got it. Yeah.
It's there somewhere for some reason. I still haven't listened to it, to be honest.
I think Liam said he listened to it and it was shit.
I did give it a listen. I just went through a couple of tracks and this is fucking garbage.
It's no Joshua Tree.
Nah. Give up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crawl in a hole and die.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was pretty shit.
All right.
I wanted a honorable mention was one that I only just picked up the other day, but I can't even remember the name of the album, but it's a new album from Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I went and saw him play last week. And
did you see him at Toastface Gorilla?
No, but I was just going to bring that up. But so the new album from Ghostface Killah was sick, but this morning I read that he's in Perth at the moment, and there's a toasted sandwich shop called Toastface Griller, and Ghostface Killer did a
rocked
up and did a performance at Ghostface Killer. Yeah.
So if I start like a toast sandwich shop named after my favorite artists, do you reckon they'd come in?
Well, you know, like in Marrickville, there's like Fleetwood Macchiato.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Looks like the font, like the full like Fleetwood Mac font as well, like from Rumours. Yeah, yeah. Fleetwood Macchiato. There's a couple other ones I can't remember at the moment. But yeah.
Nice.
So if you started a band called Kiss the Miracles, can you do a gig at Mr. Crackles?
Yeah,
is that?
Yeah.
So you do it the other way around. You start the band just to do a gig somewhere.
That's right.
All right, should we head on to the next category?
Yeah.
All right, this is a tough one for me because I have an answer in my head.
What is the next one?
Best brewery.
Brewery of the year.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know mine.
Well, you guys go first because I'll... Yeah.
All right, well, my brewery for the year is Hendo Brew Co-op.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That was definitely, he's on my, I still haven't made up my mind, he's on my shortlist, so.
Yeah. Another cracking year, you just take advantage of the fact that he's just going to release some sick beers. Yeah. Out of Sight White was sick.
Pepper Steak Porter was great.
Pepper Steak Porter. I had a Pepper Steak Porter this week.
Yeah?
I had my last bottle of Pepper Steak Porter, nice. And it's still holding up really well. Hendo needs to brew that beer again.
Yeah. The Superfly is tasting.
Yep.
Pretty awesome at the moment.
Out of sight,
yeah.
Yeah.
The Get Down Brown was awesome. Yeah, there's a heap of just...
All great.
Yeah.
All great.
And
Big Egg Rage
Zone,
Quick. Like, yeah.
Hop Zone. Yeah. Hop Zone's just tasting
so good. Yeah. Actually, no, I'm gonna go with you on that.
Yeah.
Brew Cult is my favourite brewery.
Yeah.
I had...
Consistent.
There were a lot of really good breweries this year, which is really good for Australia. But for me, it was a clear winner. Feral Brewing.
Okay.
Why?
It's a real underdog.
It's just, I don't know, whenever they didn't invent this year and the beers were tasting fresh, it was just ridiculously good.
Good.
Fresh Hop Hog was awesome. Watermelon Warhead made a few appearances.
Yeah.
They did Karma Tusk, Chameleon.
Yeah.
Tusk.
Funky Drinky.
Yeah.
Boris.
I think there's a lot, maybe because Sydney Craft Beer Week, but a lot more of the rarer feral beers made it to Sydney this year, which is really good.
Yeah. I think they.
I don't think anyone's going to disagree with
you. In my mind, they reasserted their dominance.
And have you seen the Boar Pack?
Yeah.
The Boar Pack.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's four beers in a glass.
Okay.
Yeah. The gift pack. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to give an honorable mention to Riverside. Come on, like,
of course.
But they had a fantastic year.
Yeah.
You know, really Yeast of Bourbon came out this year.
777.
They've been pumping 777 out.
I think the Craft Beer Week batch of 777 is probably my
insanely
favorite.
Good.
I think that's my favorite beer of the year.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't give it away yet.
Yeah, it's one of. Yeah.
Definitely honorable mention to Riverside. Definitely. Mm. Yeah. What about you guys? Is that...
I think that's it.
Cool.
I don't have any honorable mentions. I agree with all your choices about those being awesome breweries. But
yeah. There's so many now, though. It's great. All right, so...
Well, I think, modus operandi, guys, like that, like we mentioned with...
Exactly,
before.
With the rookies.
And
Batch, obviously.
Yeah.
Shenanigans. I had a Winston the other day, and it was just tasting so
good. Yeah, it's fresh batch of Winston's coming out, this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the rooftop at the tap house and it was just tasting gorgeous.
Yeah.
Spoilers, it made my top five.
Nice.
Oh, well, we're getting there.
All right. Okay, next, the penultimate category is a non-beer category. And it's best food.
Yeah, so it's our favorite food of the year.
Yeah.
There's been some great places. I am going to give it to LP's Quality Meats.
Nice.
For me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's my choice. Because the food was just phenomenal.
Yeah. Really good brisket.
And just really good brisket. Really good everything.
We need to go back before you.
We do. Definitely. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, that was like, that was my, on my long list. The brisket sandwich at the Rocks Brewing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
List as well.
The brisket at the fish markets.
That was really good. The brisket that you made. That was really nice.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. The fish market one was awesome.
That was good. That's Vic's
Quality Meats. Yeah. And what else? What else made my shortlist?
Smoker next week. So
nice.
I've got an injector now. I've got like a beef syringe, so I can
beef syringe. What does it do?
It's like a giant. So you can like inject the meat with marinade.
Oh, okay. I thought it's so you can inject yourself with beef. It's
just liquidize brisket and just straight hardline it. Yeah.
You just put freebase. Get a spoon worth of
and then light it up.
Like barbecue sauce or something.
Yeah.
You could just get a syringe and fill it with pepper steak porter, really, in that,
Well, that's why I wanted to actually inject the brisket with pepper steak porter. Nice. But I don't. I drank my last one.
What else made my short list and long list?
Burger Project.
The Burger Project. The double burger there was awesome. Yeah. The ramen at Gamshara.
Yeah.
The ramen at Menya.
Yeah.
The ramen at Rio's.
Yeah. The ramen at Ipudo.
Didn't make my list.
It's okay.
I don't know. I probably most ramen at Ipudo because it's like 2 minutes walk from my house.
Yeah, it's so easy.
But yeah. It's not my favorite.
But my top.
I take Menya.
Yeah,
Menya was awesome.
And Gamshara for what it is, because Gamshara is just like...
It is, but you got to be in the right mood for Gamshara. Yeah.
You got to steel yourself.
Yeah.
Gird your loins.
Yeah.
My best food was one that I had recently at 414.
Oh, yeah.
The char-grilled ox tongue.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was like an explosion of flavor in my mouth. Yeah. It was so tender as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got it that tender.
And also, I'm going to say Dimitri's Pizza has been some of my favourite food this year.
Oh, yeah. Dimitri's has been really good.
And Mr. Crackles.
Yeah, well. Mr. Crackles, so obviously. Yeah. The Commons do
so
really
my
good
arteries
food
are
as well.
Thanking me.
Maybe we should do a food episode.
I think my honourable mention would be some ramens.
Yeah.
So, close runners-up, probably Menya.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Rio's yet, so I've heard it's good. But, Menya would be my runner-up, but my number one, which is... in a field of its own, it's not anything else but the Royale with cheese.
Yeah,
Royale with cheese.
I think it's I love it. I think it's my favorite burger.
I have to admit, there are times if I know that later in that day I'm going to the Royal Albert, I get quite excited about the fact I get to
have a Royale with cheese. Yeah, and chili sauce. It comes with those chips. Yeah, perfect.
It's the ultimate.
Yeah. All right. Now we're on to the big one.
The
beer of the year.
The best picture.
Yeah. The Bodies. Beer of the year.
The Sessionable Awards.
The Seshi Bodies.
Yeah.
Seshi Bodhi. Beer of the year.
All right. I'm going to go with my number one pick. Mm. And then I think we're going to go around and say what we're thinking of voting for. Is that the plan?
Yeah. I've already voted, but
I haven't voted yet.
Yep.
Well, I've actually got two. So I've got an Australian and an international.
Okay.
For my top.
My favorite beer of the year. And Liam might have a bit of a go at me for this one. It's the modus operandi former tenant,
that's
Red
a
IPA.
Great beer.
It just ticks all my boxes. Yeah. Like, I almost have the same connection to that beer as I do to, like, Riverside 44. I think I'm going to, because I'm doing Christmas at my grandfather's house up in the Northern Beaches.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go via modus, pick up maybe a cannibal of from former tenant, maybe one of the Saisons as well.
Cool.
I do love that pepper in the rye Saison. But the former tenant is hands down my beer of the year. I've decided.
Cool.
Yeah.
So for me, I've talked about this beer at length many times, so I'll just say the name.
Hop Hog?
It's the Feral Watermelon Warhead.
Okay.
Surprise!
Nice.
Liam?
So I sort of had two. I think my favourite Aussie beer, as I mentioned before, would definitely be 777.
Nice.
The batch that came out during Sydney Craft Beer Week was fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
I've been chasing it as well. It's like when you have that awesome 777 and you just want more.
It's weird. It's like, it's got to the point where the guys don't even ask me if they have some stock of 777 bottles. They won't even tell me. It just
arrives.
And so sometimes I come from my day off and I'll just walk past the fridge and stop and turn around. And there's just a line of 777. I just pick two up and put them in my office. But yeah.
Nice.
But yeah.
Quality control.
Yeah. And the other one is a beer that I didn't realize until I was cleaning up, putting my recycle out, how many empty bottles I had of, was the Durank Saison.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So they're my two picks. And a very, very close runner-up was the Mountain Goat Del Monte IPA.
Yum.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Cool. My other ones were Temple Scarlet Super.
Mm. Yeah, incredible.
It was just tasting so good. Yeah. I had... the Doctor's Orders Bacchus collab Exhumed.
Oh, that was so good.
The Lichtenhainer. It's like a smoky, salty, tart wheat beer.
Was that on during the Royal Albert takeover? Yeah.
Really good.
It's I don't think it's a style that's being made anymore.
Lichtenhainer, I don't think so, yeah. So
and,
it's a resurrection.
And it's called Exhumed because they exhumed the recipe.
Ah, right, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so that was delicious. I want more of that. Man, when that comes in bottles, fuck them.
Yeah.
So you got those ones. Yeast of Bourbon was one of my favorite beers of the year.
Yeah. That was a great beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of my top five that I voted for were Lasserine Praline,
mm-hmm.
which is just so decadent, so good. Apparently the bottles are even better, but I haven't...
Yeah, I haven't had any of the bottles
yet. I haven't opened my bottle yet.
Mm.
The Kaiju Hopped Out Red.
Yeah.
Best of a really good lot from them.
See, my favourite's the West Rise, the Behemoth.
The Behemoth is awesome as well. I had it the other day, and it was just... destroying me. It was just like so bitter.
Such a big beer, isn't it?
Perfect, so though, big.
It? Yeah.
Didn't we have, we had West Rides of Behemoth and a Billy B's Apple
and
Stout.
And a chaser of Apple Stout.
Just like, you know, yeah. They go really well together.
Yeah. Actually, I completely forgot about Billy B's for some reason, even though I was drinking it every day last week. But I didn't vote for that. The Winston.
The Winston. Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, so good.
As I said before.
Yeah.
The Out of Sight by Brewcult when it was fresh.
Nice.
It was just amazing.
Definitely. All right.
I'm sure I could have had like a more scientific way to vote for these, but I just kind of voted for what I saw first and what I wanted to get into the top 10.
Sure.
Yeah. I'd be more than happy for any of those beers.
Yeah. So I didn't like vote for the Hop Hog because I knew it was going to win.
Do you reckon Praline's going to get in the top 10?
Could. I can see that happening.
It may well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've timed the bottle release very well.
Yeah. All right. I think that's probably a good place to...
And
wrap up. Yeah.
Cool. I hope everyone had a good 2014.
Yeah.
Sorry we're so hungover.
Yeah. It's been a big year.
Yeah.
It's been a big morning.
Well, you guys will be back in 2015.
Indeed.
I might have one or two more episodes in me.
You probably won't be in the next episode because you're going on holidays.
I'm going on holidays. But then I'll be back for a bit.
Yep.
I'll be away most of next year.
So it'll be like...
So guys better like not just like run into the ground while I'm...
So it'll be like the X-Files where they get a new team and then you like make a brief appearance at the end.
Yep.
And then...
When we start flagging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they come out with a few movies and nobody really likes it. I actually haven't seen the new movies. Apparently they're pretty good.
There's new movies?
Well, I think there's at least one.
There's one.
There's two, right?
Oh, is it two?
I thought it was two.
I don't know.
I remember seeing one movie.
Yeah. There's one with Billy Connolly in it.
Wow.
That's all I remember.
Wow.
I haven't seen it, though.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note...
Well, yeah.
I'm
going to bed. I'm going to get a burger and then I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Burger and bed sounds good.
Burger and bed. Cool. Let's do it.
Right on.
All right. See ya.
See ya.